welcome to Fearless Radio. This is Steve Shank, and I am glad to have you aboard with me this morning. It's a beautiful Sunday morning here in Utah. Just wanted to touch base with you and say howdy. Glad to have you aboard. Oh, a lot's happening in our country in the last week. We've had a lot of things going on. Right now, they're doing the truck off, which many of you are aware of. You want to, you know, kind of track things here on Republic Broadcasting. Call in regularly and check up on the internet, and there'll be regular updates, things like that. And just for the record, this is April 22nd, Sunday morning. And I guess maybe for many of you, it's not morning anymore. It's well afternoon. Anyway, been thinking a lot about what everybody's doing out there. Remember I said the last time that we talked here on the Classroom of the Air that an awful lot of us are continuing to collect information and data, and now is the time to really act. It's not necessary to know any more about the bad stuff that's happening and what's going on with the overseas activities, with the war, what's going on with the re-investigation of the towers coming down, and the re-investigation of Oklahoma. You don't need any more information to do what you need to do. Those of us that are individuals know that they're, again, I talk to people all the time about the things you can do something about and the things you can't do anything about personally in your life. Now, at this point, I've got to tell you, nothing matters. Nothing that's going on, that will go on, that has gone on, matters to you except as you relate it to what you choose to do this minute, this hour, this day, this week, this month, this year of your life. Because you see, you know, I can't remember exactly how the little thing goes, but the future hasn't come yet. The past no longer exists. And the real gift to us is now. That's why they call it a present. Think about it. We've got to deal with what we do and what we choose to do right now. That's the only thing that's going to affect your life. That's the only thing that's going to affect any of us. And, you know, the interesting thing is that we can get all head up and excited about what they say, what they do, what they are thinking and what they plan, but none of the they stuff has anything to do with you and with me. And we're going to discuss that a little bit after this break. Talk to you then.
That coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin's The Penny Saved is a Penny Earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills mold and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, folks. This is Fearless Radio. My name is Steve Shank, and we're glad to have you aboard this now Sunday afternoon. I'm ready for afternoon now. Before that 5 minutes, I wasn't ready for afternoon, but now I'm ready for afternoon. But we were talking about what you have to do to make all of these events of these times useful to you. Now, knowledge is not power unless you do something with it, and most of you out there have all of the knowledge that you probably need right now with regard to the times and what's going on. And what I try and say is, please follow our lead here at Fearless Radio and try and connect the dots. Try and connect the dots that say, okay, if we are in a situation where the bees have disappeared or a good share of them have, if we are in a food shortage situation, if we have contaminated food, if we have difficulties with the potential for being able to transport foods to ourselves, store food, the message there is you need food. If you look at the scriptures, it's going to be absolutely necessary to deal with a famine with food, just exactly like Joseph of Egypt did back in the times of the pharaohs. So here's the deal. Connect the dots. As you take all of the information that you've gathered that has just really aggravated you, made you angry, and made you upset, take that knowledge and say, what does it mean to me? And remember, guys, the slogan of this program is, if it is to be, it's up to me. But freedom is never free. And what that means is that you have to deserve it. You have to work for it. You have to do everything in your power to maintain your own freedom. Absolutely essential. And the way you do that is becoming, again, repeat after me. What do? You become independent. So if the subject is food, you've got to become independent. Now, those of you that have listened before know that for the food, you get up on efoodsdirect.com, and you can learn a whole bunch of stuff. You can listen to a couple of lectures there. Those of you that do not have computer access, and I know that there are a lot of you, oddly enough, you've all told me that you're the Lone Ranger out there, that everybody else around you, your friends and your neighbors and most of your family, think you're a little bit nuts because you want to get prepared. You, along with Hen Penny, run around feeling like the sky is falling, but that's not necessarily the case. Here's the deal. What you do is you give us a call, and what I was going to say about that is that it's the older generation, the more mature families, realize what's going on. An awful lot of the younger ones are saying, all is well in Zion. We don't have to worry about anything. We've never had hard times. My daddy, who was born in 1887, used to make the statement that we've had it too good for too long. We've gone too many generations where people have not seen really hard times, so that they have the common sense to take life into their own hands and not be dependent and not say, well, they will take care of us. They won't let that happen. They will surely make sure that everything is fine. And that's as a result of not having had experience with dealing with hard times. Okay. The fact is that what you need to do is connect the dots. You've collected all the information you need to prove to yourself that things are not as you would like them to have, and that your future and your safety and your security is not assured by what others do. So here's the deal. Go ahead and put in a bunch of food. But the fact that the older generation, the more mature generations, are the ones really getting on this and putting in their supplies is a crucial issue right now. We keep giving out this web information, these websites that you can get up on and hear the lectures, but those of you who do not have computer access or are not computer savvy or resent the stinking one-eyed monsters and say, I'm not going to mess with that, what you do is you get in front of a telephone. You all know how to use one of those. You pick up the handset, and then you dial, 1-800-409-5633, and you talk to nobody. You get a recording, because this is Sunday. I'm blabbing my mouth off here on the radio. You guys, you need to call in and leave the message that you would like to receive a packet of information. They'll tell you what to store, when to store, how to store it, why to store it, and who's going to be responsible for storing it. And in addition to that, you can hear me shoot my mouth off some more on some of your very own privately held, carved in gold and carved in granite, CDs of lectures that we have done where we went around along with a whole bunch of other people that came to those lectures that also believe, along with Henny Penny, that the sky is falling. So you can listen to those CDs and be able to understand where we're going with this. You may not be able to get up on the Internet and hear the archive radio programs, but these four recordings will give you a good enough summary so that you know where you want to go with this thing. And then what you all need to do is you all need to start looking at your food supply and start getting it in. Now, there are going to be some restrictions here in a very short period of time through the Fearless Task Force. The people that handle the food supplies, J. Michael Stevens Group, are having a huge amount of demand. Remember, I've told you before that there isn't a lot of food available. There are extreme shortages. The right people at the right time that are handling the food trust. It's hard to get stuff that's not genetically altered, raised in foreign countries that use the insecticides and fertilizers that are illegal here in this country. It's hard to deal with getting everything packed and ordered in. So in the very near future, we will not be able to take orders as you just call them in. We will give you a number of one-year supplies that we will be able to handle at the beginning of the week, and we'll post that on our website, or if you call in, you can get that. And if we still have a few more that we can pack by the time the orders come in on Monday and Tuesday. Call in, and if you aren't able to get on that week's schedule, make your commitment to us or get your information and get back to us so that you can get scheduled for the following week to have your food packed and shipped out to you. Okay? It's getting there very quickly. But anyway, we'll announce that when it comes. But for now, get your tail here and call in. Those of you that don't have computer savvy or interest, call us at 800-409-5633. Leave your name, address. If you have an email address, you have to spell it out to us, because it's not very easy to listen to a recording and get things exactly right. M's and N's are confusing. P's and T's are confusing. So make sure we have your email address, because we can get information real quickly. But the main thing is that the vast majority of folks that are preparing right now are not all that computer savvy. We love you. We need you. We want you to have part of this thing, and we want to get you the information that ran through the task force. Now, at this point in time, I'm going to move beyond. Now, remember the point that I made. You have to relate all of the information you've gathered to exactly what you need to do about it for the sake of you and your loved ones. You don't have to prove to yourself anymore that there is something that's stinking here in the United States. As the old saying goes, there's something that stinks in Denmark, there's something that stinks here. Fine. Quit smelling what stinks. Now, here's a term for you. It's called mucus. It's called mucus. Remember this term. I don't want any of our listeners out there to be mucuses, okay? And right now, there are an awful lot of people that are mucuses. Now, here's the definition of a mucus. It's somebody that runs around and they can smell it, but they can't find it. Speaking of things that stink, an awful lot of us have been running around for a lot of smelling things, and they've been running around smelling the fact that things don't look right here, something's being done there, our liberties are being taken away here, and that all stinks, I agree. But the way you become a mucus is if you smell it, but you don't do anything about it, and you don't find the message in it for you. So mucuses right now are still smelling around, wringing their hands over all the things that are problems, but they're not doing anything about it. The way you find it is the way you say, okay, I have the facts, I know what's going on, I choose to act on my behalf as a result of the information I have. Okay? There are a lot of people out there giving you what stinks. Don't be a mucus. Figure out what to do with it and find it by acting on your own behalf. After this break, we're going to come back with some really exciting stuff. We have Mary that's going to come on the line with us. Be right back, folks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus said to them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and war, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
The coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, folks. This is Fearless Radio. My name is Steve Shank, and we're here terrorizing the sound waves of America another time this beautiful Sunday afternoon. And I was talking about a definition that you're going to hear from me from now on, maybe. This is what you don't want to be. You do not want to be a mocus. The definition of a mocus is a guy that can smell it but can't find it. Now, that might not be all that pleasant a definition, but we have been mocuses for a long time. We have gone around and we've smelled all the bad stuff that's going on in our country. But how many of us have actually said, wait a minute, what this means to me is that I need to act. I need to get some food in. I need to get healthy. I need to get out of debt. I need to get emergency supplies in. I need to get prepared so I can be independent, and therefore no one can have any power or authority over me. And the only dependency we leave in place is our dependency upon our God. And now, I've got an interesting situation here. Remember, we've been talking periodically over time that the fourth issue that we all need to address is our own personal health and the health of our loved ones. You've got to realize it's no longer the option. If you are ill, it's no longer your option to just go ahead and be sick and lay there and feel sorry for yourself. Now you are a threat to your loved ones. If there would ever be a situation where your family would need to evacuate the part of the country that you're in to move someplace where there are like-minded people for protection, security, or for survival, the problem is if you, as an ill person, are not ambulatory, do not have the energy and the strength to take care of your own needs, your loved ones are in danger because they care about you, they love you, and they will stay back to care for you. How many movies have you ever seen where the great sacrifice of a person is to stay back in the face of imminent death and danger just to care for the wounded, the sick, and whatever? I mean, it's a great heroic story. But let's look at it from the standpoint of the person that's ill. You are the one that is causing that person who loves you and cares for you to be in danger. It's no longer just about you. And now, I don't mean to be pejorative or judgmental. I'm just saying, think about it. If someone is caring for you right now, it's not only their wish to help you get well, but it's your obligation, if you love them, to get well for yourself, because they love you, and for them, so that you are never causing them to be in danger because of needing to care for you. Now, that's only one way of looking at it. I could go on forever, but I really want to spend the rest of our time with a lady that I respect greatly. She called me after shooting my mouth off a bit about the bees and asked me to be on her radio program, and we have struck up an acquaintance, and now she is part of the task force, the Fearless Task Force. She is working at the health end of things, and she is the purist end, the one that handles the raw food issues. And she is a health minister with Hallelujah Acres out of North Carolina. These people have a record that is just absolutely phenomenal. They're capable of taking people who choose to make themselves well and enabling them through diet and spiritual development to be able, and don't get me, don't even make any kind of a mistake that I'm ever going to say that any doctor or any diet has ever cured anyone. The body that has been created by your God and given as a gift to you heals itself if you only get all of the garbage out of the way and allow it to. And if you get rid of the stinking thinking that caused your spirituality to drop to where you are so involved with your illness that you can't get your spiritual part going and your physical part going. But the fact is that these folks, from the history that I know of them, and Mary, correct me if I'm wrong, and I once in a while am. Every once in a while I think I made a mistake, but that's okay. Anyway, I understand that these folks have gone back. Dr. Malcolmus has gone back into the scriptures, into the Old Testament, and worked with the true diet that the human body was built to handle, and they have been doing absolutely marvelous things, and they have folks all over the country having health ministries. And you must, if you need help, and if you want help, and that's the first step, you must get in touch with these folks. Now, Mary has been involved with Hallelujah Acres for, I believe, about 10 years. She's a health minister. And welcome aboard, Mary. How you doing?
I'm fine, Steve. Thank you for having me on your program. It's a privilege.
Well, you know, one of the things that we're going to have to do is take a break right now, Mary.
Yes, that's fine.
Right after this. So gear up. Let's hit them.
Right.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It's the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest at the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. payments, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. Started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Welcome back, folks. This is Fearless Radio. My name is Steve, and we're glad to have you back aboard. It's absolutely delightful to have a little gal by the name of Mary here from Hallelujah Acres Ministries, and she is a health minister. She's been with them for 10 years. And Mary, how important is the mental and the spirit part of healing, folks, that you've experienced?
Well, it's a total package, Steve. If our bodies don't feel well, our spirits are discouraged, depressed times, and the whole man suffers. And as you mentioned earlier in your program, if one in the family is ill, the whole family suffers. And it becomes a real lesson in learning how to eliminate our health problems, whether they be physical, emotional, mental, or even spiritual, so that the whole man can be healed. And we can truly realize that life that Yahshua promised us, abundant life. We were not supposed to ever be sick. That wasn't the plan of our Heavenly Father. But because our ancestors were disobedient way back in the garden, we have been suffering physical ills ever since. And now we're this many years past the Garden of Eden, and we are now suffering all kinds of physical problems that definitely are the result of our own ignorance, our own rebellion, our own lack of knowledge of the word of Yahweh, because in the long run, if we truly say we're believers, we are going to have to go through that process of working out our salvation so that we can truly be a witness of his life and his truth. And that involves the physical man as well as the spiritual man. Because if we are not physically sound and healthy, we really don't have the strength and the message to take to someone who is hurting, whether physical or spiritually hurting. And this is why it's so important to get our house together in order, as the word says. Prepare to meet Yahweh, because his kingdom is coming. But what is kingdom? You know, we pray each week or every day, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Well, there certainly is no sickness in heaven. So if we want to make heaven come on this earth, we must appropriate the word in order to eliminate sickness in our lives, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual.
Well, you know, the interesting thing that I concluded some time ago, and we talk about this from time to time, is that every difficulty that we have is a result of toxicity.
Yes.
Whether it's a mental, emotional, and spiritual toxicity or physical. And,
correct.
You know, most of the health programs that work start out with cleansing, trying to get all of the junk that's in there out of there. Now, I know that during the Indian War, there were some studies done, autopsies on some of the young men that were killed in action, and they discovered that there was a tremendous amount of arterial plaque.
Yes.
in those young bodies that should not have been there should never have been there. But where do you start, Mary? Now, a lot of us are members of Old Dudes Anonymous, and
yes.
when we stand up, we look down and we have difficulty seeing our shoelaces without kind of leaning forward a little bit.
Correct.
And heaven forbid we should get up one morning, stand up, and be able to see our belt buckles. And
well, it is possible. You just have to know how to get there.
you don't just have to know how to lean forward?
No. That comes naturally. But we had our wake-up call about 10 years ago, Steve, when my sister in the ministry was on a deathbed. And we had gone through many cleanses, you know, herbal cleanses and different detoxing cleanses in order to clean out our bodies, because that's all we knew to do. We prayed,
yeah.
We anointed with oil, and we did these cleanses and lived as clean a life as we knew at that point. After each cleanse that we went through, I personally noticed that my taste for certain foods was either greatly diminished or completely gone. For instance, I lost my taste for eggs, for mayonnaise, for different meat products. And I thought that was interesting. And so as we pursued our knowledge of how to be well, since our sister was still not completely out of the woods yet, we were put in touch with Hallelujah Acres in North Carolina because some fellow ministers told us that Rhonda Malkmus had been healed of a degenerative spine by changing her diet. Well, I was at the point where I was ready for a real solution to our health problems. So to make a long story short, I contacted Hallelujah Acres, received their information, their newsletter, was absolutely blown away. My whole spirit just leaped up. The testimonies that these folks were receiving was absolutely phenomenal. By simply changing to the Genesis 129 diet, where we were told back in the Garden of Eden what to eat. Basically, the herb-bearing fruit of the tree, the seed-bearing herb of the ground and the seed-bearing fruit of the tree for our food. In other words, a plant-based diet. I had had some knowledge of this beforehand, but not in entirety, and didn't have the word to back it up. But all of a sudden, the whole picture clicked, and I began to see why we had health problems. And when we viewed George Malkmus's video presentation entitled How to Eliminate Sickness, it was an absolutely phenomenal wake-up by the Holy Spirit, a very anointed message proving what health problems the standard American diet of meat-based products and dairy foods and processed foods have on the physical body, and why this diet that we all grew up on is actually killing us. We are seeing our loved ones suffer needlessly and dying simply because they ate the wrong diet, a toxic diet that ended up being a very, very poisonous experience and actually killing them. But when we shift our dietary choices over to plant-based foods, the raw, fresh fruits, vegetables, seeds, nuts, and whole grains, as Father Yahweh intended us to eat, then we can see that marvelous experience of our bodies actually healing themselves. That's how we made these bodies designed, so that they could be optimally well on His beautiful custom-made foods. And within a week of applying the live food diet to our lives, we notice immediate response, positive results. My sister Lily was up and out of the hospital in 2 weeks and into rehab. They told us that she would have to be there at least 6 months before she could even learn to walk again. And I kept shaking my head, no, no, no. We don't want to be here. We don't want to be here that long. And I was diligent to bring in carrot and vegetable juices and salads to her. Within 2 weeks, she was walking. And the doctor was amazed and said, well, released, she can go home and go through physical therapy. And the rest is history. She has recovered and is actively pursuing ministerial duties, and she runs about a 14 to 16 hour day in the ministry. And that's not bad for age 79. And Hallie Acres has recorded over 170 illnesses, and I mean serious ones, cancers, leukemias, heart problems, trigeminal neuralgia, multiple sclerosis, you name it, a long list of conditions that have improved greatly or completely disappeared on what they affectionately call the Hallelujah Diet. We were so impressed with the remarkable results of eating live food that as of 10 years ago, we went down and went through their health minister training so that I could become certified with Hallie Acres and then bring that health ministry home so that we could have our own health ministry and share the wonderful news with people that they don't have to be sick. And it's exciting, Steve. And this is the message that people need to hear, because Yah's people are suffering, and they need to have the knowledge of how to eat right so that they can receive optimum health. And they can be healthy to go out and do the work that they've been called to do to establish the kingdom of Yahweh. So we're glad that we're as healthy as we are and able to share the message with your audience today. Yes.
I had some technological difficulties.
Oh, dear. Are we okay?
We're fine.
Wonderful. Where did we leave off?
I don't know. What did they do? Did you keep on talking, or did they
I kept
music?
Right on talking.
Okay. Are we on, Thomas? Okay. Okay. Where did you leave off on your story and your background?
Well, I just summed it up by saying that as of 10 years ago, we had been so impressed with the Hallelujah Diet, the live food diet of Genesis 1:29, that we went down to Hallelujah Acres and went through their training so that I could become a certified health minister with them and come home and share this wonderful news that you don't have to be sick in our own health ministry, a facet of our main ministry, so that the body of Messiah can begin to heal itself physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Because when we physically feel better, Steve, we're able to cope with life in a much better fashion. We have clearer thinking. We are stronger mentally. And then we have our spirits open to receive the Spirit of Yah that truly will bring us through these hard days.
Okay, now, one of the things that you mentioned earlier on before, it just kind of indiscriminately dropped off from you.
Yes.
Is that when you did some of these, some of these cleanses, you lost your taste for goofy stuff.
Yes, I did. And pardon me?
Go ahead.
Yes, I began to lose my taste for eggs, anything with eggs in them, and some meat products and some processed foods. And it was to the point where I just couldn't even look at them anymore. And the smell of them turned me away. So I began to modify my diet so that when the message of the live food diet came to us from Howie Akers in our time of need, hopefully your listeners did hear that testimony, because our sister Lily in the ministry was at the point where she had to be hospitalized. She was on a deathbed, suffering from post-herpes neuralgia, and every cell in her body was screaming pain. And nothing that we had done thus far took away the problem. But when we heard about the diet and heard George Malkmus's presentation, How to Eliminate Sickness, and learned that the standard American diet of the meat, animal-based products, and dairy foods, and seafoods, and processed foods of all kinds are actually causing illness and even death in America, that was a great wake-up call for us.
Well, now, one of the main things that we talk about now, as people put in supplies of food, what we started doing this probably about 10 years ago through the task force, is when they put in their year's supply of food, 3 year supply, 5 year supply, one of the things with every one adult supply for 1 year, that we almost force them to take is a 4 gallon pail of a mixture of various seeds intended for sprouting.
Yes.
And what we counsel people to do, now we have a lot of people that are going in trying to get their food in, and what they they ask us, well, do you have meat? Well, we really don't. Everything is vegetarian. And those of you who have listened to us before that have gotten the packets of information on the one-year food supply programs, generally speaking, if you will look at the meat section, you'll notice that it says textured vegetable protein. What we tell folks is that you must, number one, make sure that you don't get any of the genetically altered junk out there. And the second thing is, if you intend to be dealing with the circumstances we're facing, where we might have serious diseases running around there, if there is massive malnutrition, starvation in various parts of the country, disease runs rampant. One of the main things that was issued. Okay, looks like we got a break. We'll come back after this break.
Coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies.
1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200. Or visit the site at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, folks, to Fearless Radio. I'm Steve Shank. We have Mary with the Hallelujah Acres Ministry on with us today. And I wanted to finish a real quick point. When we tell you in your food supplies, when you're storing your 2, 3, 4 year supply, you do not want to store meat, even if you're heavy-duty, what you would call a meat eater. Here's why. Meat creates high acidity. This is one of the reasons why, guys. Meat creates high acidity within your digestive system and your blood chemistry. If you are highly acid, it makes you susceptible to cancer. All of the various dread diseases, heart failure, kidney failure, all of this kind of stuff. And basically what happens is all illnesses, I think that's a safe bet, and Mary, correct me if I'm wrong, almost all illnesses are acidic-based. They thrive in an acid environment. If you turn that body, the blood chemistry and the digestive system alkaline, which, by the way, is done by fresh vegetables, particularly the greens tend to be more alkaline, things like the sprouts that you'll have in your supplies and this type of thing, all of these things will alkalize your body. And that way, any little bug, germ, virus, bacteria that walks by and happens to be hungry doesn't see you as lunch.
Correct.
And so one other thing, when we went through some of the cleanses that we've gone through from time to time, we knew Dr. Crisper not well, but we knew him personally before he died. And one of the things that we did from time to time was we'd do a cleanse. And the things that we got rid of, we completely lost our taste for sugar, for white flour. To give us a candy bar after we'd been on one of these was just almost nauseous to us, and we had no trouble with the meat. You see, one of the blessings that we have, and throughout the scriptures from time to time, people with manna, people with other circumstances have been given a special diet that under normal circumstances they say, oh, man, that's nasty, or I'd really get with that. But the blessing is if your body needs it, whatever you are consuming that your body needs, and this is in reverse from the fasting thing or from the cleansing, whatever your body needs will be made sweet unto you. And that's what I believe that we're finding. Now,
definitely.
Mary, continue on with that concept of you know, a lot of people look at us health nuts and they say, well, I couldn't do that. I don't want to graze for a living. Tell them a little bit. Well, it's true.
I understand.
Tell them a little bit. They're gonna rip us off the air and go into the second hour here very soon. But briefly summarize how that works out for people, so they don't have to worry about what they think of the. Well, we got the break right now. We'll come back with this on the next hour, and I'll let you talk more the next hour, Mary.
Well, whatever works.
With research.